In this bulletin, tributes for US Supreme Court Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's died at 87. Victoria's coronavirus case numbers continue to drop. And in sport, golf's top players meet their match at the US Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyes. The two men contesting this year's presidential election in the United States have paid tribute to Supreme Court Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's died of pancreatic cancer at the age of 87. Justice Ginsburg was the second woman to be appointed to the court and served for 27 years after being appointed by Bill Clinton in 1993. Justice Ginsburg championed women's rights as a prominent feminist. As one of four liberal justices on the court, her death gives President Donald Trump the opportunity to appoint another conservative to the court before the November election. President Trump called her a titan of the law and brilliant mind, while presidential hopeful Joe Biden says Justice Ginsburg was a giant of the legal profession and a beloved figure.
She has been absolutely consistent and reliable and a voice for freedom and opportunity for everyone. She never failed. She was fierce and unflinching in her pursuit of the civil rights of everyone.
In the days before her death, Justice Ginsburg dictated a statement to her granddaughter saying, "My most fervent wish is that I will not be replaced until a new president is installed." Victoria has recorded 21 new COVID-19 cases and an additional 7 deaths. Premier Daniel Andrews says it shows the restrictions in place in Victoria are working.
Logic, common sense, international experience, our own experience shows us that you can't hope to keep numbers low until you first get them low. That is just an undeniable fact. And if we were to open up far too early, some would be pleased, but they'd be pleased for a short period of time because we would simply be closed again not long thereafter. This strategy is working.
Victoria's Chief Health Officer has apologised for comments that saw some in the Afghan community saying they felt targeted. On Monday, Brett Sutton offered to speak to multicultural groups in Melbourne's southeast and mentioned his visits to Afghanistan, where he'd worked as a volunteer. His comments referenced an outbreak of more than 30 cases involving just 5 households in the Casey region. Some community leaders felt the remarks targeted the Afghan community, with one leader saying the community had been unfairly singled out. Professor Sutton says that outbreak is now coming under control and he's sorry for causing any offence.
I might start with an apology. I know that members of the Afghan community might have felt singled out by statements I made recently. That was absolutely not my intention. So, sorry. Mazarat Miham, Wabakhai, I apologise.
Anti-lockdown protesters have clashed with police in Melbourne. They began demonstrating in the Central Business District and then took their protest to a park in the inner beachside area of Elstonwick. Police made several arrests.
What offence?
Queensland has recorded no new coronavirus cases. It's been 9 days since Queensland recorded a case of community transmission, while its number of active infections has dropped to 22. New South Wales has recorded 3 new cases. Of them, 2 are returned overseas travellers in hotel quarantine, and 1 is a locally acquired case that's under investigation. And police have fined 28 people for breaching COVID-19 restrictions after responding to a noise complaint. When police arrived at a property in Bondi Junction, they found a total of 28 people having a house party. A powerful tropical-like storm has brought strong winds and heavy rain to several islands off the western coast of Greece. The storm caused power cuts and road closures. Schools remain closed in many areas in western Greece, and authorities advised residents to remain indoors. To golf, Tiger Woods and over half of Australia's 9-strong contingent are out of the US Open. Cameron Smith is the leading Australian, 8 shots behind halfway leader Patrick Reed after a brutal second round in New York. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, showers and 17. Adelaide, a shower or two, becoming windy, 26. Melbourne, a shower or two, clearing, 23. Hobart, partly cloudy, 23. Canberra, showers and 19. Wollongong, a shower or two, 20. Sydney, similar conditions, 21. Newcastle, a shower or two, 22. Brisbane, similar, 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 29. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.